You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for an offering of light with Robin Chaney.
Robin Chaney.
Live from RobinChaney.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is an offering of light
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
I'm sorry, y'all. The producer always makes me laugh before I come on. He's probably laughing at me right now. Anyway, hello. Welcome to Thursday night on A1R Psychic Radio. I am Robin Chaney, your host for the next 13 to 15 minutes. I am going to give you as much healing as I'm able to and that you can receive. And I hope it helps you. So welcome back to all those beautiful faces that have been here before. And welcome to all the new faces that are having their first time, their first experience with me. I am a healer. And what that means is whoever I'm able to tap into, I'm able to give them what they need to move forward in their healing journey and or their life. So sometimes it looks a lot different than what you wanted to, but it's what you need at the time. Okay. So let's go ahead and get comfortable, whatever that looks like for you. Go ahead and get comfy. And on the count of three, let's take a deep breath in. One, two, three. Deep breath in. And release. And let's do that again on the count of three. One, two, three. Deep breath in. And release. Nice. That feels good. I was late getting finished with wrapping up with my client. So I was a little rushed. As usual, I'm always late, right? Always late. So anyway, if y'all happen to like what I have to offer here, please go to my website, robinchaney.com, or email me at robin@robinchaney.com, or direct message me on Instagram. We can have a little chat and see if you know, I have something that can help you. I do have a live healing event. It's a group event. It's a way to get in with me very quickly and less expensive. So it's $25 for the first 25 tickets. And then it's $30 or $35. I can't remember. And it is this Saturday at noon Eastern time. So if you're interested, go to robinchaney.com and get your ticket. It says that it lasts an hour, but I usually stay a lot longer, and that way I can get to more people. But to the people I'm called to read, I do personal readings and personal healings there as well. So if you are interested in that, please, I would love to see you there. All right. So everybody is ready here. Let me just get back in stance, and here we go. So I'm just going to start running. Light to me, it's light. It looks like light. It helps illuminate things in people's bodies and people's psychics and their brains. Some people call it energy healing, which is beautiful. It all works, right? Okay. And we'll just see who I'm drawn to. Right now, I feel like I'm just filling a lot of people with light. Wow. It's like this big collective, like this. Like this big ball, like right in the middle of the center, like, and like a lot of people have it. So I'm just going to bring light into that and hopefully get that ball up and out, right? We don't want to carry that around. I did have some wonderful messages after the last show. So thank you for all those who reached out and gave me some wonderful, wonderful news. I'm so excited. There was the woman that I connected with last week. It was her first time seeing me, and I was actually connecting with her. So it was nice to hear that. So thank you for writing in. I love to hear the messages. Now, I do read all of them. Sometimes I can't get back to everyone. I don't know if you're familiar with that, but I do read all of them. So thank you all for those beautiful messages. And if you are interested, I think people are a little shy, but if you're interested in being on here with me, it's a quick show, But yeah, send me your phone number and we can pull you on. You can do we can do some live readings and or healings, whatever you need. We can do that right here on the air. It's so funny. Just stretching. And there's, you know, several of my clients recently, I just wanted them to stretch and feel good and get some of that congested energy and just get it moving, right? Get some of that alignment. All right. So I'm connecting with a female right now and she feels haunted. Like I see a woman's face. I see her hair. Her hair is gray or like that platinum blonde. And it's like her head is kind of split and there's a haunted house, like right in the middle of her head. And then I see her hair and her ears on the other side. She's morphing into a younger version of herself, but I can only see like the sides of her face. Like, cause right here is like this haunted house. So it feels like this house is like an old Victorian house, but it feels like, oh wait, now it's like morphing into this beautiful, it's the same home, but it's beautiful. It's kept up. It has flowers in the windows. The lawn, it's bright, it's colorful. I see full color. And as the woman gets younger, that's what the house looks like. Now they're taking me back to where she is now. This house, same house, is dilapidated. It's in shades of gray. There's no color to it. There aren't any flowers. The yard is kind of overgrown. It looks like there's a couple things of equipment also in the yard. And it's right there in between this woman's like ears. It's like right here in the middle of her face. Okay. So to me, I'm just asking, I'm like, I've never seen this before. So to me, there's like looking back, it probably felt really good in this house probably. And now it's like dilapidated. I think, okay, now I'm getting something. Okay. I think when you were in there, there was probably rose colored glasses on, like things seemed new and fresh and exciting. And now reality is kind of hitting, but it seems like there's like decades. There's like, excuse me, four and a half decades in between this house that's freshly painted, very vibrant, to right now when it's dilapidated, nobody's living in it. It's just, it's like a haunted house. So to me, I'm taking that as this person probably feels a little haunted with things in the past, maybe feeling that I wish I could have noticed things before. I think there were some red flags that you were missed because you were in the love bubble or in some kind of excitement bubble. I'm so guilty of missing red flags when I'm in the love bubble. Is anybody else guilty of that? So I think, and I think you feel like you stay too long somewhere, but now I think you have a freedom. Maybe it has to do with a partner because this is a woman, this is a man. It feels like a partner. So I think he is past. I think he is crossed. Yeah. He's crossed because he's here. Sorry. They're going like really fast and my words aren't coming out right. So the brain fog is real, y'all. It's real. Okay. He feels like he's got a belt on. He's got jeans on. Okay. So this man is coming in and he is offering accountability. He's offering accountability and sorry. Like it's sorry. He's so sorry. It's like this pleading sorry. And he's just sorry for what he did. He's sorry for what he did. This woman tried, this is an older woman now. She tried so hard to keep everything light and beautiful and pretty and energetic, right? And fresh, you know, just feeling really good. And he feels that he ruined it for her. He ruined it for her. Now I'm also picking up for her. There was family that kind of prepared her for a person like that. And because she didn't have healing, she kind of went in there into that relationship. And it just deteriorated from there. But because she wanted, it's like, she, I don't know if she didn't think of divorce or didn't see it as an option. It doesn't feel like it was an option for her. So she stayed, and it got worse and worse and worse and worse. And it feels like there's alcohol abuse, smoking. Like, it just feels like abusive. And I'm so sorry, honey. I'm so sorry. But the best thing about it is that's over. That's over, right? And you, excuse me. Oh, goodness. And you're starting to heal and you're starting to see things in hindsight. You're like, oh, wow, I let that happen. And when you're not taught how to value yourself and to love yourself and to stand up for yourself, and you don't know how to do it, you don't know how to do it, right? You don't know how to do it. So, and then also there was like this, divorce wasn't an option. So there were a lot of things kind of keeping you like oppressed in that role, in that relationship, but now it's over. And the gentleman is here. And it, again, there's so much sorry and sorrow for him. He wants you to know that he is sorry. And he's taking accountability for so many things that you, should have had. So many things that you should have had, so many things you should have experienced, and you didn't because of him and tailoring to him and trying to soothe him. And eventually I think that faded because it was kind of a worthless, I mean, you still tried, you were still there, but you knew that it wasn't, it was kind of a worthless, right? To try to help him, steer him in a better direction. And he was pulling you down. So, if I feel like your faith pulled you through, and I think it's still pulling you through, which I love that so much. So congratulations for having such a strong faith. I know that's hard to have in this day and age, but this gentleman, again, he's, it's sorry. And normally if like somebody comes through, it's like, there's regret, but here's this, right? But he just can't, he's so sorry. He is so sorry. I mean, he's so sorry. And he's just taking full accountability for this. And he wants you to have so much healing. I think I know who this person is. I think this person is like in my real life, not everyday real life, but I think I know who this is. her initials, I'm not going to give her initials, but I will give her FG. If it's her, she'll know who this is. I have 2 minutes left. Okay. Anyway, he's coming through. He is so sorry. And he's healing himself. He's rebuilding himself. And he's going to pass that on to you when he's able. But he wants you to know that he's gotten help. He's still getting help. But he's to the point where he's had some healing on the other side. And now he's going to start helping you. Right? Looking out for you. And he's going to be the man he should have been here while he was on earth. And he didn't do it. So now he's going to try to be that from the other side. Okay. Again, so sorry. And he's like, you are so dear to me, like so dear to me. You put up with so many things. He had no idea. It was like blinders. He couldn't see it. He didn't know it. Right. And he would numb himself with alcohol. He would have rage, and to me, like heavy metals contributing to that rage, which the influence of dark entities also in there. But know that he truly, truly adores you. He's truly grateful and thankful for the life you tried to give him. And he's so sorry he didn't see it and didn't participate in it. But he is now going to try to help you. He's now going to be on your side. He's going to be a big cheerleader. He's going to be your coach, and he's going to be more present. He's still in the healing process, but he can also be present for you. So, and he's looking forward to that. And that he has some big surprises in store for you. Okay. Anyway, so thank you all for coming. I hope you enjoyed the show tonight. I'm going to be cut off at any time. So just know you did get a little bit of light, and I hope you enjoy that and carry that forward into your life. And I will see you next Thursday. Have a good night, everybody.